producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, how are you? It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We had no applause tonight. No applause. Stephen, it leaves the country, and Ivan, you discontinue the live audience opportunity for our listeners? What was, did you shoo them away at the door?
They went around the block to the other way.
They went to the SNL taping.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it is. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. It's we're so glad to have you with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and if you're joining us on Biz TV, hello. If you're joining us on some 300 radio stations across the country, we are glad to have you here as well. And, yes, Stephen Baldwin, oddly enough, is not here tonight. And he made it very clear to us that when he was not going to be here, that he was going to be doing something very important. And then he Facebooked this week. And, Nick, if you got the one in his hotel room, put that on the screen. If you're joining us on Biz TV, this is a picture of Stephen Baldwin in a rather chill position, just kind of, I don't know, leaning back on his hotel bed in some nondisclosed location. This is why he's not here tonight, because he's chilling. I'm kidding. This is not why. he did post that on social media. He had just gotten into the Philippines. He's actually doing what I believe is a little bit of a historic thing. He's doing the largest outreach. And you know that Stephen's faith is very important to him. He's doing the largest Christian outreach to young people in the Philippines that has ever taken place. And here's a picture that he posed with some of the kids. He's doing this with his buddies Christian Hosoy and some of the other very well-known mainstream skateboarders that also happen to be people of faith as well. But this is what he's been invited to do, and he's doing next week at this time, because we will not be with you live next week. I believe it will be a best of. But Stephen and I will be on a flight from JFK or Newark or somewhere to Israel. When Palestinians start stabbing Jews, we just show up. It's like, hey, that sounds cool. Let's go. No, I'm kidding. We've been planning this. There's going to be about 60 listeners that listen to my daily broadcast that are going to go with us. Mike Lindell of MyPillow is going to go. And I'm going to lay this bet down now. If you're on the trip and you already paid for your passage and everything, I'm going to bet you that Mike Lindell brings you a MyPillow. Because last year, he wanted to send my pillows for everybody that I took on the trip that he wasn't even going on. So I would be shocked if he doesn't. Of course, my pillows are a great sponsor to the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. We've got some interesting things to talk about tonight. By the way, show camera two here on the television there, Nick. Who are you, sir?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm Jim.
And why are you in Steven's seat?
I have no idea who Steven is, but I was in the Uber car.
In the Uber car.
I was looking for a Taco Bell on Route 3 in Secaucus, and I fell asleep, and I'm here.
Some random guy named Jim has joined us in studio, and he's been evidently given Stephen Baldwin's chair. I'm not sure how. Ivan, to be clear, you disallowed the ticketed seat holders for the live audience tonight. And you allowed a homeless man to now sit in Stephen's chair.
He made a really good good argument.
Which was?
I don't remember, but it was really
okay.
Well, I came in to use the bathroom. And I liked what I saw. I liked what
that's
I saw.
What, that's what it was. So he said, can I just wander into the studio and sit in Steven's chair and talk on his microphone?
You guys were so nice.
So I said, all right, go inside. It's over there.
You know what's happening here, don't you, friend? Nick, give me a very close, intimate, this is the intimate thoughts of Kevin McCullough here. In weeks when Steven has the show all to himself, and he talks about doing a hostile takeover, it is oftentimes, I think, intended to, I don't know, just bother me. I think he hopes to get under my skin and wrinkle my nerves and just like, see, I gotcha. And so I don't know what's going on here tonight, but we have no live audience and some random guy named Jim sitting in Steven's chair because he needed to use the bathroom.
I'll have a cheesy gordita crunch, please.
All right, fair enough. By the way, if you're baseball fans, the New York Mets are up 1-0 over the Chicago Cubs. Come on. The Mets have World Series rings. Let the Cubs win one for a change. Some fan in the like game 7 is going to reach down and take a foul ball away that would be an out to win the game. You know that's going to happen to them. Some dude's going to carry a billy goat across the outfield at the wrong time. It's going to be some sort of hex that puts on the team. By honor of the virtue of just in the name of fair play, just let the Cubs go to the World Series for once. 1908, since they won the last time, mm-hmm. I think. Something like that. A random guy named Jim, are you a sports fan?
Oh, huge sports fan.
By chance.
But a huge Yankees fan. So right now, I'm rooting for the Cubs, just because I can't have my Mets fans. I love when they're miserable. I love when little brother's miserable. And if he's not miserable, then I'm miserable.
Speaking of misery and little brothers, I think this guy means it. No, I had the two boys today. And for those of you that listen on a regular basis, you know that baby Charlotte has now graced our house. And, of course, all things have become the center and focus of attention of baby Charlotte. That is the emphasis of what we focus on in the McCullough household. But she has been running a fever for 8 days. It's been like 99 to 101 during the day. And we do the Tylenol. It drops down, comes back. It drops down, comes back again. But the last 3 days, little baby Charlotte has had to go to the doctor because the fever has spiked. It hit 103 at one point, and so mommy was very worried. And so today the goal was this. Mommy and baby Charlotte were going to go to the doctor. Daddy's job, and he only had one job, was to get the 5-year-old and the 3-year-old out of the house so they could stop destroying it and do something for a few hours, like walking a puppy, burn energy so that they are then able to take naps and obey and other things that they're not able to. So we did. We got them out, and we took them to the touch-a-truck. There's a touch-a-truck. Have you ever been to a touch-a-truck? Ivan, you ever go to a touch-a-truck?
No.
I know it sounds rather immoral, but it's actually not a bad thing. The touch-a-truck is where you go to touch trucks, big trucks, fire trucks, tow trucks, dump trucks, preferably clean ones, buses, ambulances, diggers. They had diggers there. They had backhoes. I know what a backhoe is. They had big tractors that are probably called other things, but I call them big tractors. They had wheels that were so big that my boys could literally crawl into the center of the tire and not bump their head on the top of the tire rim. Like, that's how big some of these things were. And, of course, the 5-year-old, he's all like, hey, let me at it. And he climbs up. He's up in the chair. He's like, Dad, what does this button do? No, don't turn that on. No. Just turn the steering wheel. That's it. And then the 3-year-old is like, I don't want to go to the fire truck. I don't want to go to the fire truck. Then we leave. I want to go see the fire truck. No, we're at the fire truck. You can't say, I want to go see the fire. So 3.5 hours of that would make any sane person a little bit nuts, but that's what I did today. And it was actually something that happened, and I'm going to set this up as our first topic in the next segment, but there was actually something that happened coming from the touch-a-truck that was actually quite, controversial. At least I think it's going to be controversial when we talk about it, because I think even in this room, I think Ivan's going to like one side of it, and I think Jackie's going to dislike it. And so I think if any time I can get my own staff turned against themselves, I think that's a good sign for a potential topic on Baldwin McCullough. Anyway, I hope that your day has been well. Stephen is on assignment. He will return, but we are going to be in Israel next week. We will be in Israel the following week, but hoping to broadcast from Israel that night and then be back with you in studio the week following. Some random guy named Jim is in the room with us. Haven't fully understood what his purpose is just yet, but we'll figure that out as we go along. And we're thankful that you're with us every Saturday night. My phone number, by the way, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When we come back, a personal experience of mine that had to do with the shuttle ride from the parking lot to the touch a truck today. Because there was a 7-year-old that I spoke to, and I'm wondering if I did the wrong thing. We'll tell you about that coming up next. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten.
live shot of New York Times Square, and we're glad you're with us if you're watching on Biz Television. If you're listening by way of radio, thank you for being there as well. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough in for both Baldwin and McCullough tonight. Stephen is overseas. He's in the Philippines. He's skateboarding with Christian Hosoy and young people across the nation of the Philippines, and it's a great opportunity for him to be there. They have had some incredible moving moments already, and I can't wait to hear the stories of when he gets back. Okay. So I look, the news is what the news is today, right? So you've got Hillary leading the Democratic race. You've got Trump saying crazy stuff. Trump actually went out there yesterday and blamed George W. Bush for 9/11.
Well, it happened on his watch.
All right. So this is the inanity that we have on the Donald Trump train right now. This is why I think he's done. This is why I predicted last week he will withdraw before Iowa. I do think that. I do think it's going to happen. I don't know many other people that do think that, but I think this guy's nobody takes him. Very few people take him seriously anymore. His numbers continue to go down. He was at 35 points. A month and a half ago. He's at 23 right now. Ben Carson's about to pass him. And that's because people think Ben Carson actually is an intelligent, thoughtful person. Look, I like Trump. I think there's a lot of things to like about him. But I don't think you're going to get anywhere in the Republican primary by blaming 9/11 on the former president that kept us safe after 9/11. Like, does Trump know that there were like 15 attacks just in the year of 2001? 15 attacks that were thwarted between the end of the 9/11 and the end of the year? Like, come on, you can't do that. No, you can't do that and be the standard bearer for the Republican Party. Anyway, we'll get to that. But I don't, you know, I'm looking at all the news. If something breaks and it's huge, you know, like Biden jumps into the race, we'll tell you about it. He hasn't yet, by the way. But here's the pressing thought on my mind tonight. I said in segment one tonight that we were at the touch of truck today with the boys, right? So the 5-year-old and 3-year-old, they're getting to go and see what the police department cars look like, and they had the dogs on the inside. And, oh, Daddy, there's dogs inside. And school buses and ambulances and dirt diggers and all the stuff. I never went to these things when I was a kid, but these guys love it. They're like all over this stuff. So they were touching trucks. They were getting up on trucks. They were pretending to drive trucks. They were having a great time. We finished the 3 hours of being there and get into the shuttle to go back to the parking lot where we are parked. And what unfolded before me was a series of incidents that have brought me to my opening topic for tonight, because good move, bad move on KMC's part. I need to know. I'm a little bit insecure. I need to know your thoughts on whether I made the right move or the wrong move on the bus between the touch of truck and the parking lot on the shuttle. Okay. So first of all, when we got on the shuttle, the only seat they had for us, and it was a big school bus, was the very back seat of the bus. You know, the very last one that's like half the size of the normal seats, but they expected to get two people in there, and there were three of us. Okay, now never mind the fact that my little guys, you know, their bottoms are about the size of my hand, so they could, you know, easily like just cram in there, and I could have like a little piece of the seat. I thought, no, I'm not going to do that to them. I'm going to give them their dignity. They'll have, you know, the seat, the two of them, and I'll just stand next to the seat holding on for dear life, because back there, that's where you get all the bouncy bounce, right? Because your head hits the ceiling and all the rest of it. So I noticed early on in the bus ride that there's a young person sitting in the seat in front of my 5-year-old. My 5-year-old's highly impressionable, does things that he sees other people do, impersonates other people. It's just easy for him to do. So this little child in the seat in front of him, probably a couple of years older than him, is not being the best of examples, let's just say. And while it's just him and his buddy that are in the seat, it's really not good. He's using language I don't want my 5-year-old to use. He's sucking on a ring pop that nobody else on the bus has. And so everybody's like, hey, how come he has a ring pop? None of us have ring pops. And then he's like just – and he's one of these kids that couldn't be older than 7, but he had a voice that sounded like,
hey, I'm Oscar the Grand. This is how I talk.
And I'm like, how do you do that at 7 years of age? Like, do you already have a drinking problem at 7 years of age? That is not appropriate.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So I'm like, whoa, this dude. So he starts barking like a dog randomly for no reason. And, of course, my five-year-old starts to bark like a dog, responding to him. It's like two dogs talking to each other on the back two seats of the bus while we're doing the bouncy bounce and I'm hitting my head on the roof of the cab. So finally, after the second stop, and there were multiple parking lots where it was taking us to, there was a woman that came back, kind of waddling down the middle aisle. She gets down to the thing. She goes, oh, here's where you are. And she sits down next to him, pushes him over. And he's like,
Mom, I'm not doing anything wrong.
And she's like, I didn't say anything. And so they start going again. And now he's like standing on his feet, on the seat of the bus. And then he drops to his knees, but he's still upright and he's looking over and he's being disrespectful and he's talking and he's sucking his ring pop and he's taunting other kids and like he's just being a pain. And the mom enters into a conversation that goes like this: sit down. You need to sit down. I'm telling you, if you don't sit down now, you're going to be sorry. Look, I said that you're going to be sorry, and you need to sit down right now. I'm telling you, you need to sit down. She must have said the words you and sit down in some combination thereof at least 50 times within a city block. And I'm 6'2", and I'm lurch behind him, standing next to the back wall of the bus, next to the seat where my boys are sitting, my five-year-old imitating everything that, you know, the young seven-year-old's doing. And he starts to realize that I'm watching him. So he looks over his shoulder. He's like looking up at me. And then he looks away. And then he draws eye contact with me and he looks away. And he starts to get kind of like irritated by it. Like every time he looks up, I'm looking at him. And you can just tell it's starting to grate on his nerves. So here's what I want to know. Good move, bad move, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I get very serious. I look very intently into his eyes. And I say the following. Obey your mom. And the pregnant pause happened. Now, there were dads on the bus that heard what I did, looked at me disapprovingly. The mom never acknowledged it at all. She just looked straight ahead the whole time. The kid didn't like it, but he didn't move the rest of the trip to the parking lot. Good move, bad move. Appropriate, inappropriate, did I cross a social barrier I shouldn't have? Who knows? We might even ask some random dude named Jim his opinion on this before we're all done. 888-340-3373.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. 888-340-3373. When we're all done here tonight, I'm going to put my head on a fluffy MyPillow, and I'm going to get the best night's sleep I've ever had. And that's going to be consecutive because last night was the best night's sleep I'd ever had. And tomorrow's going to be an even better night than tonight. How can I be confident of that? Because I use the MyPillow. And I use the MyPillow every single night because it guarantees me REM cycle sleep. Kevin McCullough is saying if you get it, they're going to let you try it risk-free for 60 days. It doesn't work for you, send it back. They're going to give you a full refund. But if you keep it, they're going to guarantee that pillow to continue to give you the best sleep of your life for 10 full years. So call 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. It has an interlocking fill that allows your neck, your head, your shoulders, your upper torso to be perfectly supported. The cervical nerves in your chest and shoulders then go into deep relaxation. Your muscles then relax. Blood flow between the brain and the organs works properly. You get to dream. You have REM cycle sleep. Friends, it's intoxicating. I know that there are times now when I can take a 15 to 20 minute nap and get as much rejuvenation off of that as when I used to take 2 or 3 hour naps. Because of the depth of the sleep that I get. I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you. You've got to get this. It's the MyPillow. And right now, when you call, they've got a special fall special for you. Four pillows for $99. Two regular bed-sized pillows and two go-anywhere my pillows, which are their travel sizes. I'm taking one to Israel with me next week. I will sleep deeply on the plane. I will sleep in my hotels. It will get me into that REM cycle sleep every single night. If it doesn't for you, they'll refund your money. Give it the 60-day test drive. You have nothing to lose. Use my promo code. Get that deal. Two regular-sized bed pillows, two my pillows that go anywhere. Four pillows for $99. You're never going to find a better deal on a MyPillow. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's promo code KMC. And MyPillow, of course, the title sponsor of Baldwin McCullough Live every single Saturday night. Okay, so earlier today I had the boys out with me, and we're going around, and we go on the shuttle, and this little hellion in front of us is starting to act badly, and he won't listen to his mom, and he's being a bad example for all the other kids on the bus. And I know that if I read, you know, the psychology advice from the advice column of the New York Times, or if I went to a typical Ivy League school and asked their most tenured professor of child rearing and child behavior what I should do, they'd probably say, don't do anything that included what I did. Because this kid was disrespecting his mom, disrespecting the environment around him, being an absolute little terror. So I just kind of leaned towards him, looked very serious, lowered my voice into that range where, you know, not everyone can go. And I said, obey your mom. And the remainder of the shuttle ride, she didn't have another problem with him. She didn't acknowledge that I said it. Some of the other parents on the bus looked at me kind of like, okay, who's the axe murderer in the back row? But I'm just, good move, bad move on my part. Because to be honest with you, friends, I was so tired of dealing with bad behavior. It didn't matter to me if it was a bad move. I was going to, whatever it took. That was my mentality, whatever it took. 888-340-3373. All I said was, obey your mom. Now, we have a guest who's sitting at the table with me in Stephen Baldwin's chair. I have no idea why he's here. Wandered in to use the bathroom. I think he was taking a smoke outside before we all got started. And some random guy named Jim is here. Jim, what do you think of what I did? Appropriate? Inappropriate? Would you be offended if you were a parent? And I spoke to your kid that way. What would you say?
Well, no. First and foremost, thank you for letting me use your restroom. It's a great facility. You guys
thank
are so
you.
Nice here. I might stick around for a little bit.
Feel free.
Well, when you were telling that story, I was cringing, like, oh no, Kevin.
Were you that kid?
Yeah. Yes, I was.
So you were that kid. You didn't listen to your mom.
No, I did. I did, but I was a pest. I was a pain in the tuchus. You know, I was one of those kids. Having said that, when I heard when you were telling the story, I started to cringe a little, like, oh no, he was trying to parent this kid in front of his kid's mom. No, you said obey your mother. Very different than sit down.
Yeah, see what I did there?
There's a difference there, and I don't think any parent can have a problem with that.
She didn't acknowledge it.
Well, you sounded like Barry White when you did it.
She looked the other direction.
Doing the Barry White.
Obey your mom.
I can't believe she didn't acknowledge that, by the way.
She didn't.
Come on.
She just continued to say to the kid, I'm telling your dad what happened here. You've embarrassed mom. You did not respect mom. You were very disobedient. Like, okay. He was, and that none of that was working. But he kept looking over his shoulder the whole time, like, is he still watching? And there was Lurch,
could have saved his
otherwise
life.
Known as KMC. Hey, how you doing? Obey your mom. 888-340-337.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. That's a live shot of Columbus Circle if you're joining us on Biz TV tonight. Beautiful fall night in New York. It's one of those times when, you know, it's October, supposed to feel a certain way. It feels that way. And it feels right. You're taking the kids to the school to do the touch a truck, and you see some hellion on the shuttle bus on the way back. He's disrespecting his mom. He's disrespecting the universe around him. And you say to him, obey your mom. Good move, bad move. Allowed, not allowed. Because I debated in my head, is this the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? Because here's what I'm thinking. If somebody doesn't say to that child, now, obey your mom. I think the police are going to have to say it in a few years. And which would you prefer? Some random dude on a bus or the police? Here in New York, we had this really horrible story this week. And those of you across the rest of the nation may not have heard about it. But a mom dropped a baby from the sixth floor window, a six-month-old baby, on purpose. Just couldn't deal with it anymore. She has a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old that, who knows, may have been right behind him. But we're in a weird day in which in the area where this touch a truck event happened, it's a fairly affluent area for the New York area. A lot of parents get very defensive about their kids doing anything wrong. Oh, my kid doesn't, you know, my kid's sweat doesn't stink. Yeah, they ever take a smell? I mean, this is the kind of non-reality that the culture seems to be turning in. Like, it used to be that parents were grateful when the community would say, hey, your kid acted rotten today, and so we gave him a little paddling, and we sent him home, and he should be in a better attitude about the time he goes to bed. In my mom and dad's day, that was the expected norm. Today, you even blink at a kid in the wrong way, and they're like, that's you. Well, okay, so I went a little further. I told him to obey his mom. Good move, bad move. If it had been your child, would you have been offended? Would you have said, oh, who is this guy? I don't even know this guy. What is he correcting my kid for? 888-340-3373. Have we reached the point in society where we can't just speak up for common sense and say, hey, just obey your mom. Just obey your mom. Everything will work out better. You'll be happier. All of us will be happier. Here's one of the things that the lovely bride and I are mortified of. We've taught our boys very early in life when to go, and by the way, my random dude named Jim, who's here in the studio with me, he's actually not quite as random as we've been pretending, and we went to dinner together before the broadcast began. And that same, you know, very adult-oriented eatery that we ate dinner at, I've taken my 3- and 5-year-old consistently to over the last few years, and they know how to sit in a chair, politely eat their food, not throw things, not stand up over their chair, pointing at the people behind them, talking about, you know, bothering people, not cry, speak in loud voice in public. They know how to do all of that. They look like freaks in public now. Because everywhere we go, they're like, oh, these are the well-behaved boys. And they're not that well-behaved. Like, they still do naughty things. But it's just by comparison to what is out there that they look extraordinarily good. Agree, disagree. 888-340-3373. Let's start with George on Long Island, listening to AM 970, our flagship station in New York. Hello, George.
Hello, Kevin. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You were rather civil about the matter, but I have a different tactic. My favorites are the ones in the supermarkets between the ages of 4 and 7 that scream like an air raid siren, and the parent is just standing there doing nothing.
Yeah?
I walk over to the parent. Everybody's focused on the screaming kid, by the way. I walk over to the parent with a smile. I make eye contact with them, and I look at them, and I smile, and I say, you know, you can get a muzzle down the pet aisle.
I love you, George. That's awesome.
And everybody is stunned, and the woman, like, comes back to reality, or the man. Well, mostly, unfortunately, it's the mothers. I can understand they're numb from the neck up with the kid, but they grab the kid, and the kid shuts up.
You can grab a muzzle in the pet aisle.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to use it, George.
You got it.
I'm probably not going to use it. To be candid, I'm not going to use it. But thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. See, I don't think that would be, see, some random dude named Jim, I don't think that that would be what you were saying, a positive reinforcement.
Could you imagine George's kid? Oh, my goodness.
Well, obviously, he didn't actually put a muzzle on his children.
No.
But the point being that parents are a little, shall we say, colorblind to the sins of their own kids sometimes.
Absolutely, but you know what? You try to consider the alternative. Maybe that woman in the grocery store with the kid who won't, you know, shut up and crying and screaming. Maybe this woman is just trying to pay enough for groceries while her dying husband's somewhere in the other, you know. And now you always got to consider
some random dude named Jim going very extreme on the whole compassion principle.
You never
tonight.
Know the full story of things. You want to smack the kid around, of course.
No, violence. We're not advocating violence.
Literally, but of course, you know, you want to find a way to quiet the kid, to show him manners, to show him good behavior. Mind your own business in general. What you did was fine, but mind your own business in general. Go on, get your food, get out of the grocery store.
So if I'd made one slight different move to the right or the left, I would have been wrong.
Yeah,
but I kept it dead center.
Yeah, if you told them to sit down or to be quiet, if I'm the parent of that kid, I'm like, whoa. You don't talk to my kid that way. I talk to my kid that way.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And yes, the mom in this situation sounds like she had zero control and zero respect from her son.
Yeah.
Hopefully that changes over the years. But at that time, you handled it perfectly.
What if I just saved his life? Like, what if he, like in the future, would have been arrested because he would have been, like, mouthing off to the officer and he decided, no, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Like the butterfly effect there. One little
thing. Yeah, something like that. 888-340-3373. Okay, taking your calls, 888-340-3373. Even mildly correct a child is the reason I said obey your mom was because I was concerned about that whole element of I don't want it to look like I'm telling him what to do independent of her instruction. Her instruction had been very clear 50 times in one city block. Sit down. Would you sit down? Please sit down. I'm going to tell Dad you're not sitting down. You're not obeying me. Sit down. Blah, blah. And you know, half the time, he's not even listening to her. He's looking over his shoulder, like, wondering, like, why is this dude behind me, like, giving me the evil eye? And I made it clear. The reason you're getting the evil eye is because you're a menace to society, kid. Stay with us. 888-340-3373. Taking your calls next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
See, it's a chilly night in New York, but you look at that shot right there in Times Square. Now, come on, Nick, go back to the shot for the people on Biz TV. See that shot right there? Lots of people out. It doesn't matter. It gets a little chilly. It's just what it's supposed to be in October. You know what October's not supposed to be? It's not supposed to be coated in fluorescent pink. That's next hour subject. We'll talk about that. For the whole month, when you're not even really doing anything, come on. Get the NFL guys to pony up money. Don't just wear pink. Look like sissies out on the football field. We'll get to that. I think some random dude named Jim has an opinion on two or two on that as well. It could be. Did you see some random dude named Jim? He's sitting right here where Baldwin's normally sitting.
Hot take, Jim.
Oh, you're changing your name now. You're getting all fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're still some random guy named Jim.
Right. Wait, yeah. It's your show.
Let's go to line three. Martha's in Dallas watching Biz TV. Hey, Martha, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Kevin. I just want to say thank you since the mom didn't thank you for correcting her child. It's just getting to the point that it's almost unpleasant to be out in public. I just had a conversation with a friend from my church that I attend the other day about how the kids misbehave. And these are some of them are teenagers or like junior high age. They sit in the balcony of the church, and this lady that I talked to is in the choir, and she can see, she can watch what the kids are doing, and she's
right.
Talking about how the kids were misbehaving, just cutting up, laughing, talking, not paying attention. And she was just thinking they should be, you know, have their own room somewhere or something instead of in the church service. But actually, I just want to say I've reached my 80th decade, and I am just sick to think that my little great nieces and nephews will never know the America that I grew up in. Because we had to sit in church with our parents, and we could not misbehave. Or even not just at church, but anywhere in
sure,
public.
Sure, in public, yeah.
It's just disgusting. And I'm just really thankful that they didn't, you know, cause a scene or something, the parents. But, you know, since they didn't thank you, well, I just thought I'd call and say thank you.
Marge, that's lovely of you, and I thank you for that. I wonder if the silence on the mom's part, and I didn't mean for this to be the case, might have been embarrassment.
Well, I'm just glad that she didn't, you know, make a scene or something. But you did. I think you did the right thing.
What I wanted her to know was that I had her back. Like it was okay if she needed to be like the tough mom at that point, because he was so out of control that it was. Well, first of all, he was heavily influencing other children, including one of my sons. On the bus. So I felt like it was more than just being a neutral observer that was like, you know, trying to help. It was like I had a vested interest in shutting down that kid's bad behavior, because it was starting to peel over onto how my very influential or influenceable 5-year-old was at the time, and I didn't like that. Anyway, thanks, Martha, for the call. We've got more calls lined up. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Good move, bad move.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.